refers to our life on the earth, and standing refers to our conflict with darkness as believers. Are you with me? And so far, we examined that by redemption, Christ has made us to sit with him in the heavens. Glory! So say after me, we are seated with Christ in the heavens. And then we began to look at the consequences of being seated with Christ. We said, number one, we have unhindered access to God. We have authority in his name. We have become members of his family. Are you with me? Members of God's family. We have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. All our sins and trespasses have been forgiven. We have redemption through his blood. That should make you shout, right? In whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. And we can go on the consequences of being seated with Christ in the heavens. But there's an important question we asked and began to answer. How do we convert the realities of who we are in Christ to our experience on earth? Are you with me? Because Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places." Can you read that verse with me? 1, 2, 3, go. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, not the fact that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings, but the blessings are spiritual and the location of the blessings is in the heavens. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, these blessings are on earth. Are in heaven. Amen. They are on earth, yes. We have converted them. You know, yesterday and the days before, I like the testimonies I was getting. Somebody from Port Harcourt Church said, "Pastor, I have lambanoed an increase of salary. Pastor, I am pregnant. I am serious." Those were the kind of testimonies that were hitting my phone like this. Let me tell you something. When I come to preach, I'm not trying to share some deep rhema. The plan is not to share something deep so that when you hear it, you'll be like, "Wow, that pastor knows the Lord." That's not the plan. The plan is to share what I know that you can use. Are you with me? Something that is applicable to your life. Something that when you leave the service, you know that you got a word from God and you can act on that word and it will change your life. Are you with me? Are you with me? Yes, and so, I will encourage you, all the teachings, the previous teaching we've done, go back to them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know our YouTube channel, New Breed CC Global. Glory. You know our website, newbreed.cc. Very simple, newbreed.cc, and you are with us. Are you with me? So, the blessings are in the heavens. But how do you convert them from the heavens to bear witness on the earth? And we introduced the term last week, which we called lambano. Somebody say lambano. How do you convert the things in the realm of the spirit to become things on the earth? Remember Peter and John, when they went to the temple and they got to the beautiful gate and they met a crippled man there. They said unto him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk." So they did not have silver or gold, but they knew that they had something in Christ Jesus and they converted it to produce a healing for that man. Are you with me? So I will encourage you, go back. I'm saying all of this is how you go back to that teaching. Are you with me? Go back and listen to it. And so we said we introduced the word called lambano. What does lambano mean? Lambano is a Greek word for receive or to lay hold of. Because the Bible was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic. And there are some words that if you don't really understand the way the original authors or writers said them, you will miss out the meaning. I showed you last week, Sunday, that it's not everywhere you see receive that means the same thing. Sometimes you see receive and what they're talking about is dekomai. There's a way you receive when it's dekomai. Dekomai means you did not do anything, but you received something. Like an alert in your phone, you received an alert. Or you received money, but you did nothing. But for you to pick up this chair, you have to take it. You have to intentionally catch it. Are you with me? It's just like telling your child, I have prepared food for you, it's in the kitchen. Or I have prepared food for you, it's in the pot. Go and take the food. And the child is saying, no, until you bring the food to my room in a plate, I will not take it. What will you do? You are not hungry now. When you are hungry, you will stand up and go and collect it, right? So lambano is that kind of receiving where you have to actively participate to collect. Look at Hebrews 4 verse 16. We read the scripture last week, Sunday. I'm just trying to tell you where we are coming from so that you can know where we are going to. Amen. Hebrews 4 verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may lambano. Are you seeing this? Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain. That word obtain there is lambano in the Greek. If you check the original, that's what's there. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And then we said, how do you lambano? Number one, you must ensure that you have gotten divine revelation of what you have in Christ. You must recognize what you have in Christ. Amen? Amen. Then we said the next thing is fervent prayers. Say after me, fervent prayers. Then we said bold declarations. Then we said divinely inspired actions. And then we talked about walking in the light of the Lord. And we put in bracket the ecosystem of God's grace. Praise the Lord. Once again, listen to last week's sermon. However, today's service has been titled Lambano Practicum. And I'm sure someone is wondering, this pastor and this church, why do they use all these kind of terms? Which one is now Lambano Practicum again? Amen. Lambano Practicum. Already, when you see that word practicum, you're talking about practicals. Are you with me? If you did O-level physics or chemistry or biology, after theory, there must be practicals. Are you with me? Oh, yes. And so, when we are saying lambano practicum, we are talking about the practicality of this thing. Okay, pastor, I get you. I understand what you are saying, but give me real life example. How do I really put it into my life? How do I use it to face the challenges I'm going through? Are you with me? And so, I have learned as a pastor, don't assume people understand what you are saying. Explain it again until they get it. Are you with me? And how do you know they get it? They begin to use it to produce results. You see, in the Church of Jesus Christ, we know how to learn. But we don't know how to practice. You will see sermon notes. Yearly sermon notes filled up with write-ups. People are writing. Writing and writing. You ask them, after a while, you feel like asking them, do you understand what you are reading or what you have written? Have you used it? For instance, if I take a census, how many people here have cast out the devil before? Don't raise your hand. How many of you have practiced? Jesus said, these things shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. So Jesus is saying that everyone that believes in his name, you will cast out devils. But how many have you seen cast out devils? How many believers? Newsflash is for every believer. If you check 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where the gifts of the spirits are listed, there is no special gift called the gift of casting out devils. Because some people say it's for some special men of God. The first day I cast out the devil, that's when I knew that if Christians don't practice, how old was I? I was 11. 11. But I was on fire. I just got him born again. And they told us in the foundation class, these signs shall follow them that believe. And I went to school. I was preaching to my classmates. I was in SS1, preaching to them. And while I was preaching to them, one of them, her eyes just dilated and looked at me and said, you. Her voice changed from a female voice to a male voice and said, you torment us every night with your prayers. So then my prayer time was 12 midnight. It's every midnight you stand up and be praying. What kind of thing is that? Initially, I was scared. Let me not lie. I was like, yeah, waiting to happen. What have I done? And they said, we'll kill this girl here. My classmates took her, tapped me and said, truly, she was going, no. Somewhere within me, I was like, I cannot watch this thing happen. In the name of Jesus, be free. Bah, she fell on the ground. And from then, I started learning. More and more, I started learning. At a point, I now learned that just the same way you see a dog, and a dog can discern when you are afraid, demons are like that too. Demons can discern when you are afraid. You see, it was in practice I learned it. Later in this teaching, we're going to do what I call authority programming. How to program yourself to deal with demonic spirits. So, I knew that if I was going to raise people for God, they have to practice. They must see examples that they can use and practicalize in their life. Are you with me? Hebrews 5 verse 13 to 14. The Bible says, it says, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful. Please, can we all read together? 1, 2, 3, go. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. Look at that word, unskillful. Unskillful. That means you can be skillful with the word of God. You can become, are you with me? The same way you are very skillful at cooking soup, you can just smell it from your room and know there is no salt. You can become skillful with the things of the Spirit too. For he is a babe, meaning he's a child, not he's a girl. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. He's a babe. Verse 14. But strong meat. Now everybody read verse 14 with me. 1, 2, 3, go. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have exercised their senses to discern both good and evil. Look at that phrase. Even those who by reason of use have exercised. So, it means that if you don't use what you have got in the spirit, it will not be exercised. Are you with me? And if it's not exercised, you won't master it. Praise the Lord. That's why we are having Lambano Practicum. That's why we coined it. Okay, let's give an example. Let's do some practice. So we are going to see a practical example of how someone converted divine revelation or divine substance into manifestation. Are you with me? 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Say after me, thank you, Jesus. You will be so, so blessed today. Glory! Now, if you are at a point in your life where you are saying, God, what next? This message is for you. If you are at a point in your life where you feel like there is nothing I can do again, everything is gone, where do I start from? This message is for you. Our online viewers, this message is for you. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1, the Bible reads, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets, saying unto Elisha, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be born men, meaning the man of God, or the man had taken a loan, and he used his sons for collateral. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, thy handmaid had not anything save a pot of oil. Meaning she was saying, I don't have anything except a small pot of oil. Are you with me? Then he said, go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Now, revelation is coming. This is something divine. Are you with me? The prophet is giving her revelation. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and brought the vessels to her. Who brought the vessels to her? And she poured out. Say after me, she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. That means already, for all the vessels to be full, it means the oil multiplied, right? Are you with me? For all the vessels they borrowed to be filled up, and there was no vessel empty again, it means the oil multiplied. See, you will see strange multiplication in the name of Jesus. Amen. And she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and leave thou on it and thy children of the rest. Amen. You know, the Bible says in Romans 15 verse 4, that the things which are written for our learning that we will have hope. You see, the Bible is full of many conversion stories like this. For instance, they met Jesus and said, you have kept these people for 3 days without eating or drinking. I hope they drank. But without eating, they will go home and they will faint on the way. And the Bible says Jesus already knew what he would do. What did he ask for? He said, please, does anybody have any food? And he took the boys' sardine and bread. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And then he began to share. Many people think that the way that miracle happened was that Jesus just lifted the bread like this. And then the bread began to rise. People say, look, it is rising. Yeah, yeah, it's rising. Yeah, yeah. That's not how the miracle happened. He began to share. He began to share. And they noticed, as he was sharing, it was not finishing. There are many people, when God is telling them, start the building project, you say, God, I don't have complete money. You don't understand. There is a way God does it. Start first. Take the step of faith. Let him begin to multiply. Are you with me? It's after me converting revelation to manifestation. So back to the story. So in those days, when you owed a huge debt and you could not pay, they will call you, call your children, call your family relatives they can catch. All of you become slaves. Are you with me? And you will work out that debt till you are done. That's why Proverbs 22 verse 7 says, the borrower is slave or a servant to the lender. And you see, that was what was going to happen to this woman and her children, even though her husband was a man of God. Even though her husband feared the Lord. Let me tell you something. You can be a faithful Christian, but you have not learned how to use your faith to become full. I'm telling you, that you are holy, that you are righteous, does not mean you will not face challenges. And if you have not built your faith, you may not be able to face them. Are you with me? Because some people hear us teach things like this, and they're like, ah, why are you talking about things like this? Talk about holiness. Do we believe in holiness? Of course, emphatically, yes. Without holiness, I will not be here. Are you with me? But there must be times where believers are trained to face the battles of life. Are you with me? And then Elisha asked her, what do you have in your house? So I will start from there. What do you have in your house? First of all, how can Elisha, the prophet, be asking that kind of question? They told you that she doesn't have anything. All she has is a pot of oil. And you're asking her, what do you have? If she had something, will she come and meet you for help? But the prophet knew better. That even when you claim not to have anything, even when you feel like you are at your lowest end, there is something. There is something. Say after me, there is something I have. Doesn't it sound like silver and gold, we have none? But such as I have, in the name of Jesus, give idea. Are you with me? So, prophet, I don't have anything. I don't have money. But you have a pot of oil. Are you with me? So, once again, number one, recognize what you have. And I will tell you, take this pattern. Start with what you have in Christ. Oh, pastor, you are here preaching again. I don't have anything. But you have the name of Jesus. You have deliverance in his name. You have wisdom in Christ. Are you with me? You have dominion in Christ. Let me tell you, as long as you think it is nothing, it will be nothing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You tell somebody, you know, have you seen people say things like, brother, bless me, bless me. And the person says, you are blessed. I say, guy, now, is that the blessing? Give me like 2K. Listen, you must believe that even though you cannot see the name of Jesus, that name is something. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Then that name is so tangible, it can even become a house. Are you with me? It can become a shield. It can become anything. Are you with me? Yes, say after me, I have something. I am not helpless. I have something. I want you to shout with a loud voice. I have something. I am not helpless. I have dominion in Christ. I have wisdom in Christ. I have revelation in Christ. I have direction in Christ. You better talk. Because by the time you begin to declare what you have in Christ spiritually, God will begin to open your eyes to what you have physically and you've ignored. Are you with me? God will be opening your eyes. As you are declaring, I have wisdom, all of a sudden he will say, you have that skill now. Go and talk to this person. You are a tailor. You can sew. Go and talk to this person. You can do this. To you, it was nothing, you know, but to God, he will begin from there. Are you with me? Look at David. David's destiny was to be king of Israel, but God knew that that boy can use the sling. I will orchestrate a situation where his sling will make him come to royalty. Are you with me? But don't forget, it was not just his sling. There was oil upon David. Samuel had come to their house and anointed David. So it was not like any other person using catapult. Praise the Lord. So you must recognize what you have. Also, when the prophet said, what do you have in your house? That's like a prophetic question to you. What revelation do you have in your spirit about your situation? What do you have in your house? Even if you don't have money in your pocket, you should have Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply. But my God shall supply. It should be inside. Are you with me? I know you are single, you don't have a husband yet, and you are trusting God to be married. You should have in your spirit, you should have it. He put there the solid families. You are believing God for a child, you should have in your spirit, none shall be barren. Are you with me? You are believing God for a job, you should have in your spirit, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Even if the job has not come, have something in your spirit. Even though the open door has not come, have something in your spirit. The contract has not come, you should have in your spirit, he will give me a mouth and a wisdom. My adversaries cannot be able to gainsay or resist what I say. When I bring my contract, I have a mouth and a wisdom. When I talk to people in power, are you with me? When they went from nation to nation, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You should have it in your spirit. Let me tell you, by the grace of God, thank God I worked as an engineer for some years and saw these things practically. Let me tell you something. When you begin to do this in your personal life, even people will take notice. I cannot forget today, my boss, Engineer Chris, he just came to the office and said, where is David? Come. Took me into the office, locked the door. He said, David, we need a contract in this company. I said, sir. He said, I know you. He said, I know you are my engineer, but you are a man of God. He said, this is my invitation to tender. Please. I'm going to NNPC tomorrow. We need a contract. He said, pray. From that day till I left, we had so much contracts, they had to start hiring extra engineers. Extra engineers. There was a particular field they sent me to. The job was supposed to be for 3 days. It was a gas well. It was supposed to be for 3 days. The man knew that I need somebody who will spiritually trap something. He said, David, come. You will be the engineer on this job. He said, David, we need this job. They are paying in dollars. We have to pay people salaries. So this job must extend. Something that would have got only $3,000, we ended up collecting $29,000. Because after one well, one engineer, one supervisor, welcome. Where is those people? Where are they? There's an hour where which people should move to. We'll move there. He will come and say, David, that thing you are doing, be doing it. Alaboria kappa. Be doing it. Even if there's nothing around you, have something in your spirit. Ask your neighbor, what do you have in your house? Are you with me? Through faith, we understand that the words were created by the word of God. So that means with the word of God, you can create things. Are you with me?
Hey, God.
Praise the Lord. What do you have in your house? So, we have talked about that, right? The second prophetic instruction he gave her is, go, borrow vessels, not a few. Go and borrow vessels, not a few. So, what is the significance of this instruction? Anybody whose today looks like your tomorrow, go and learn from them. You following me? Anybody that has the testimony you are trusting God for, gather testimonies like that and begin to listen to it. Oh, mommy, you are trusting God for a child? Go and look for stories of people who have been believing God for a child. Listen to it. Just be listening to it. You are borrowing vessels. Are you with me? You are collecting vessels. Empty vessels though. Your own has not come yet, but you are gathering vessels. Be hearing their testimonies. Ah, I say, if God can do it for this one, me, I've been believing God for 5 years. My child has not come yet. This one, 10 years, then my own is easy. Are you getting me? Gather vessels like that. Everybody that has a testimony that you are trusting God for, you know, hey, God. If not for time, I would have told the kind of things I do. You know, when we moved to this tent, one day I was scrolling on my tab and I discovered that 18 months to the time we moved to this tent, I had written, New Breed Abuja, you will move to a tent. There will be. I described this place in details and I did not know this place existed. I described that there will be a studio at the back. I described that there will be an office. I described that there will be a smaller tent that will soon take over. Amen. I described everything. When I saw it, I said, yeah. Oh, eventually what I had soaked in my spirit had manifested. But it took 18 months of pregnancy. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, girls in the house, listen to me. If you want to have a blissful marriage, stop watching movies that talk about heartbreak. Stop obsessing over those kind of things. Because eventually, you will not even know how what is in your heart. You will attract the circumstance to make it come to pass. Yeah. So that's how he cheated on her. You like those type of stories. You just pack your, you fill your head with those type of things. And you think you are gathering gist. You are doing damage to the future. Because whether you are conscious of it, you are creating. Go borrow vessels. Learn from anybody you can learn. Now, also, borrow vessels can signify the natural things you must do to prepare for your miracle. Please, are you with me? Don't lose me here. Don't get distracted. Are you with me? What are natural things you must do? Because now, even if God multiplies the oil to the widow, where will the oil stay? Are you with me? What are the natural things you must put in place in your life to ensure that the miracle comes to pass? For some of you, go borrow vessels could mean open a business account. You want your company to be receiving money in billions, but you are using your personal account, your OPay account. Can you imagine? Okay, go and open your OPay business account. You are still using, people want to send you big money. They will just say, Mr. Kora for 2DK. They say, what is your business name? Say, we are coming. We have not registered. You are not ready. Are you with me? You are trusting God for a spouse, but all your social media platforms are on private. If people message you, they cannot even see your face, your picture. Your DP is not there. The reason we are believing God for wife or husband, they're like, they will just get a text, your package is coming. It's your land, boom. Land. You want to decomise what should be lambanoed? Ah! You are not friendly. Everybody, excuse me. I don't take nonsense. Excuse me. Come on. Bad character. You want to be a wife? Na knife you go be. What are the natural things? Some of you, God may want to tell you, improve your skills. Sharpen yourself. Very soon in this church, we are going to do what I call AI literacy course. Artificial intelligence literacy class. And it will be compulsory for workers. You must come. What are the natural things you put in place? Okay, God opens a door. That big door you are coming, you get there, you cannot do anything. It's as good as nothing. Are you with me? You have to look at yourself. Okay, what are the natural things I must do? Don't think what I'm saying is a careless, you know, this is part of faith. With me, this is part of faith. Tell anybody, Lambano practicum. Some of you, improve yourself. Learn a skill. Not morning to night, you're on TikTok. Time is ticking and talking. But you are not talking. You are not doing anything. Morning to night, Netflix. You're watching. And your destiny is a net. And you need God to help you fix it. Don't mind me. Praise the Lord. So, go and borrow vessels means everybody that has a testimony that you are trusting God for, begin to listen to them, learn from them. And then the natural things you must put in place for the miracle to enter. Are you with me? For instance, when we moved to this place, somebody was like, Pastor, the place is big. Church of 100 people. Pastor, you just came to Abuja. 100 people. We are now moving to a place that can seat 500. I said, I'm expecting the city. I will pastor the city and the nations. Are you with me? So, if I believe God, I should act that way. Yes, sir. Amen. So, go and borrow vessels. Amen. Number three, shut yourself in and pour. That's what the prophet told her. Shut yourself in and pour. What does that signify? After you've learned all you can learn from people who seem to have the results that you want, and after you've put natural things in place, you have to now stay with God and with your pot of oil. Because no matter what you get from people, it will be empty vessels. Your own scenario may be different. Are you with me? Have you been in a situation where you hear everybody's testimony, but their own is not like your problem? Everybody is saying their own thing, but your own is peculiar. That's how it is sometimes in life. After you've learned from everybody, you have to now sit down with God and with that pot of oil and begin to pour. How do you pour? You pour in prayer. You are praying. La cabranta capasata. Jesus, you are praying. You open scriptures that apply to that area of your life. You list it down and you begin to meditate over them. Declare over them. Praise the Lord. In fervent prayer, in meditation and declarations, you are pouring out. You keep on doing it. You keep on praying like that. When you are doing this, now that you have gotten the natural things, you are trying to put the supernatural upon the natural. Are you with me? Am I giving you practical steps? So you sit with God and you are praying. Kapala katalia, whatsoever is born of God overcome the world, I am an overcomer. Yes, I'm coming with my testimony. Arata kambalataya, jakata. Then you begin to declare, I see myself exporting to many nations. This business, you don't have any customers, but you, in the morning, you lock yourself before you go out. You call the name of your business. El Sophia Dynasty. You will export around the world. I will make clothes for kings. Are you with me? I will make clothes for governors. I will make clothes for presidents. Yes, they will patronize me. I will give them direction. Are you with me? Nobody is seeing you. You shut yourself in. Nobody knows. See, you come outside like a nice person. Greet everybody. But when you go back inside, makapalia, ratapa. Yes, this will go around the world. I will not stop here. Are you with me? You are pouring. You have a big project to do. You don't even know how the money will come. Don't worry. But my God shall supply. But my God shall supply. With God, all things are possible. I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? The same one that divided the Red Sea into two places and they stood side by side. There is nothing he cannot do. My case is too small. My case is too small. Are you with me? You are pouring like that. After a while, you will know when it has become full. So the prophet told her, when it is full, you set it aside. You will know. How will you know that it has become full? Oh my God. When you get a feedback from the spirit realm that something has happened, after a while, a time will come where as you are praying and declaring and pouring out of your spirit into those empty vessels, a time will come you will get a note of victory. After a while, you start shouting, glory! Hey, Kapalata! After a while, you cannot even talk your circumstance. It will be difficult for you to say, I'm broke. When you say, I'm broke. No, it's not possible. Learn to many nations. I thought you would talk. I learned to many nations. After a while, you start getting feedback. Sometimes the feedback will come from the spirit as dreams. Those things you are praying, you've been praying about, you will start seeing them in your dreams. You know what God is telling you? What you have been speaking has become substance in the realm of the spirit. You start seeing dreams. I remember December last year. I was in Lagos. I was not even praying about church or anything. I was just tired. I ate my best food, rice and stew, and slept because I had been preaching for weeks. So as I slept, I had a dream. In the dream, I saw an angel with a big wing. He came to me and said, come, I want to show you something. So he lifted me, put on his back, and he ascended. And we came to Abuja. He said, look at Abuja. He said, this is Life Camp. This is Gwarimpa. This is Idu. Your land is there. Arabam Boko Fenimai. As I woke up, I just went to the pastorate group. We have land. They were like, pastor has come again now. Make we get better venue. May we move from that place where we did. Are you with me? The spirit will begin to give you feedback. See, something is happening. That thing you are doing is affecting. You know, a lady messaged me one time. She said, pastor, I was praying. I was praying for my family. Praying. And instead of me to see a breakthrough, after I broke my fast, I now saw a bad dream where some people were fighting me. I said, that means your prayer is working now. They know that thing you have been doing is touching people. Are you with me? So you are getting feedback. Praise the Lord. So you keep pouring until it is full. Amen. If you are blessed, say after me, I'm blessed. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. What's happening here? What I just explained to you. You have prayed about it. After a while, what comes from heaven as a sign that your prayer has ascended is called peace. When that peace comes, passes understanding because people cannot explain. You are going through something that will make other people cry, but you are joyful. You are having peace because you have done something in the name of the Spirit, and the Spirit realm is telling you, relax, you've got it covered. Are you with me? Sometimes, I need to say this because the Lord pressed on my spirit to say it. Many times, in the realm of the Spirit, one of the ways to collect a victory is by rejoicing. So when you have prayed, and you begin to feel like, this thing has, I'm beginning to get this jar full, rejoice. The Bible says in Psalm 89, 15, blessed are they that know the joyful sound, for they shall walk in the light of thy countenance, O God. So you pray, pray, pray. You start shouting, glory! Hey! Ataka palataka. See, how will you rejoice when that testimony has come to pass? How will you rejoice? Do it now. How will you rejoice when you have that open door? Do it now. What you are doing is you are carrying yourself to the place where that those testimonies are real. You are putting yourself in the frequency of your testimony. Listen, the place of possibilities is not in the place where you just keep complaining. It's my life. I'm just this. I don't even know. Things are not working. That thing you are doing, you are pulling yourself out of the frequency of the place where possibilities happen. When you are that kind of person, the person you're supposed to meet that will open a door for you, somehow, as you get to the office, he has gone out. When you come back, when he comes back, you have gone too. You know, that kind of out of alignment. But I pray for you. Every disalignment in your life comes to an end. You are at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, under the right circumstances. In the name of Jesus. Glory. That's why we rejoice a lot. Just imagine you're in the army and they told you we're going to take Jericho, and your general Joshua says, God has said the way to take the city, we're going to march around 7 days and then we're going to shout. You'll be like, what is this one now? I've been saying it since. That guy no get sense. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal.
Glory to God.
Protect your confession. That's the next thing. Protect your confession. Don't say rubbish. Don't say what you don't want to see, not even when you are playing. Because if you look at 2 Kings 4 verse 6, it says, and it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And what did the Bible say happened? And the oil stayed. That means it was as if the oil was listening to them. The anointing is intelligent. The anointing is intelligent. There is not a vessel more. Let me tell you something, a trick I use, a spiritual trick. You know, we become skillful in these things. When I hear, as a church, when they give us project, or maybe people bring bills for me, for church, my leadership, when I hear bills, I don't say, hey, Willie! No. What do I say? It's bread for us. You know, one day, we finish saying it's bread for us, somebody said, that bread, it costs. That bread, oh, my. It's bread for us. When I hear this, yeah, it's bread for us. But some people say, that is not possible. Forget about it. No, that thing you are saying, are you with me? If they told me, you know, our former venue, our last venue, the place we used, the rent we paid in that place was $6 million for 1 year. So, when we maxed out that place, we knew we had to get a new venue. And then we're looking for venues. Somewhere in my head, there's no way our next venue will be more than 8 million. Which guy? Please. Men and brethren, people of God, Abuja is not your mate. Asukabalia. The cheapest and most reasonable deal we saw was here. And they told us 23 million naira. I said, can we pay instrumentally? They said, no instrumental. Cash once. Cash once. Everything, cash. Summaries that we are inside it. We were 2 days to being evicted out of that place. They were even threatening us that if by this time you've not left here, in those 2 days, we needed 7 million to complete the money. But where I was, Zakapalabade. At this time around, my jar is full.
Alabambarakata. By this time, my guys will come and meet me. Pastor, I say, relax. Then one day I had an encounter, a divine encounter. When it disturbed me too much, I went back to prayer. I was praying. Jesus, you sent me here. Do something. Lord. While I was praying like that, the master showed up. And he was talking to me about something else. He said, there's an apostolic move that needs to begin. I said, Baba, I am telling you we need money. You showed up and you are telling me about an apostolic move. He said, you need to reach out to the youths. Go to schools and start preaching. So I'm saying, Master, please, we will preach another time. We need money, sir. And he did like this. Forget about it. When your jar is full, heaven will know. He said, forget about it. In 2 days, we had the money paid. Once moved in. And finally, ask the Lord for divine instructions. Remember when the lady got the jar full, she went back to the prophet and said, what should I do? And the prophet said, go and sell it. He may have said, go to a certain king and deliver it and something else will happen. Are you with me? Divine instructions. Jump on your feet. So we're going to do some practice. That thing you are believing God for, find a scripture that you can hold on to. I've been saying some of them. Are you with me? Find a scripture and hold on to it. And let us begin to pour. Are you with me? Arakapalante ketelia. If you don't have any scripture, I can give you a simple one. For with God, all things are possible. Hey! You know, Mary asked the angel, how shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? He said, the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And that holy thing which shall be of thee shall be called the Son of God. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, all things are possible. Creator of the universe, what can't you do? What can't you do, Jesus? Arabasha Kapalia. Name above every other name, what can't you change?